The ballot question asks whether the next state legislature should enact unspecified affordable health reform by the end of 2009. Nancy Kechenberg helped get the referendum on the ballot in South Milwaukee and Oak Creek by gathering signatures this summer.
It was easy for us to get them. Many people said they didn't even have health insurance, or their deductibles were so high, or they had to give up something else to be able to afford their premiums.
While it may have been easy for Kechenberg to petition for the needed signatures, getting lawmakers to act may be another matter. Similar previous referendums passed overwhelmingly, but no legislation was enacted. Robert Craig for Citizen Action says they have more communities voting this time around, plus the Assembly could shift politically. That could potentially mean more consideration for a reform plan that only the Senate took up last session. Craig would like change at the national level, but says that may be difficult.
If you think of all the ways at the national level that reform can be blocked, Senate filibuster, all the other ways, it really may get kicked back to the states next year anyway after an attempt at national reform. So we can't just assume that the federal government will solve the problem.
In 2006, the health care referendums passed with an average of 83% of the vote. The lowest result, 77% in De Pere, the highest, 88% in La Crosse. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.